proclamation number 6295 dated the June 26, 1955. Development of Earth and Human Being. You can come to me with complete truth and to ask my any question that moves you, for I will always answer it such that it will help you. However, you can only grasp a limited amount of knowledge, yet what I impart to you is sufficient in order to grant you an insight into my eternal plan of salvation. It is also sufficient for you in order to explain it to and teach other people, and in order to reveal to you my love, wisdom and omnipotence. And I will add to this knowledge, the more you progress yourselves, the more receptive you become to my light and strength, for it is my aim that you shall become as perfect as you were in the very beginning, and this also involves profound realization, the comprehensive knowledge about my reign and activity, about my nature and your goal. It took an infinitely long time for you humans to advance from the abyss to the point which permits human existence. This infinitely long time until the development up to the human being had occurred was necessary because everything can only develop in lawful order. No phases of development can be left out at will. Hence these phases of development had to take place in accordance with my eternal plan of salvation, and thus appropriate creations were also required for this development, which as prehistoric single quote has become a concept to you. Although the human need for research certainly attempts to calculate the duration of this prehistoric time, yet only with very limited success, for the slow advancement of the spiritual substances, as well as the emergence of creation, which you are now able to behold as human beings, has taken eternities. There were infinitely long periods of time for which the word eternities is certainly the right word. The concept of time, however, only began when the living creation, man, was called into being by me, for prior to that the living beings were not rational enough as to enable them to think and reason independently, as to enable them to live consciously and to grasp the concepts of past, present and futura. Only the being endowed with common sense and free will can be called a human being, which was sufficiently capable of thinking in order to acquire a certain amount of realization and live accordingly. Hence from this time onwards one can speak of the conscious development towards ascent, where the once fallen spirits were given the opportunity to return to me for good. The creation of the first human being was the beginning of a period of salvation where free will became the crucial factor and not my will, as was the case in prehistoric times, where everything took place under the law of compulsion which irrevocably had to result in higher development. And now you wonder how long the human being has populated the earth already, whereby you only ever mean the rational human being who is capable of making his own free decisions and as whose descendants you regard yourselves. The first human being capable of accepting responsibility for his actions and thoughts was Adam, even though human-like beings already existed before Adam in all parts of the world who instinctively carried out much of which is assumed was human thinking, but who nevertheless were impelled by spiritual intelligences, who thus served ascending spiritual substances as a shell and in the law of compulsion carried out what was needed for the development of the creation of Earth, to become a dwelling place for future human beings. They were human species whose instincts and compulsive impulses broke through incredibly strongly, but who nevertheless could not be held responsible because they, too, contributed towards the fact that spiritual substances were constantly released and able to embody themselves anew, because everything just served to prepare an area for the human being which was suitable to pass their last test of will. These human-like bangs were therefore physically already very akin to the form I had prepared for the human being Adam when the time for the fallen original spirits had come to have their free will returned in order to then be able to liberate themselves from the form altogether. Time and again prehistoric creations released spiritual substances, and the development of what to a certain extent had advanced the whole emergence of Earth in its bound state continued to progress, and thus the time eventually came for this spiritual substance to make a free decision. And this was the beginning of the epoch of salvation, which is of significance for you because it enabled the being to use its free will and intellect and thus live a conscious life. However, the beginning of this epoch is so infinitely far in the past that you humans are unable to make any relevant calculations, yet due to my will the most important periods and their events remain known to you. And although you also divide them into well-ordered time spans, it is entirely irrelevant for your own development. Yet the endless number of fallen spirits necessitates an infinitely long time of higher development, therefore you are no longer capable of estimating the duration of the prehistoric time, just as the embodiment as a human being will have to take place on such a large scale that it will take eternities. It will not be possible for you humans to determine the beginning of this epoch scientifically, yet you will always believe otherwise, because it is in the human being's nature while he is still imperfect that he mentally limits everything that is in the past, but never wants to acknowledge that there is a limit for the time ahead of him. Consequently, he does not reject a beginning, but an end seems impossible to him. The former, however, is irrelevant, whereas the latter is so extremely important that the human being should direct his whole attention only to what lies ahead of him, that one period of salvation will come to an end, as did so many before, but that my eternal plan of salvation will remain, that there will never be an end as far as the act of salvation is concerned. That an endless number of fallen spirits also require an infinitely long time for their return, and that time and again I will give these spirits the opportunity to ascend from the deepest abyss to the light, to me, from whom they once came. Amen.